Russian forces captured Europe's largest nuclear power plant located in Ukraine. Heavy fighting caused a fire to break out near one of the plant's 6 reactors, but Ukrainian authorities say the fire has been extinguished. They also say there were many casualties from the fighting around the plant, which started late Thursday. At a press conference earlier this morning, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, said that the plant's safety systems are intact.
There has been no release of radioactive material.
Joining us to discuss what's going on is NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield. Jeff, so what is going on at the site right now?
Well, as you just said there, overnight there was this attack staged by Russian forces against the plant, and footage verified by NPR showed what appeared to be light armored vehicles engaged in combat at the site. Troops were firing flares and tracer rounds, and one of the plant's buildings caught fire. Now, that fire was in a training center by the plant's main gate, not an essential building, and it does appear to be out, as you said. According to my colleague Lauren Freyer's reporting, Russian troops are in control of the entrance and some administrative buildings at the plant, but it still remains under operation by the Ukrainians. So a statement from the Ukraine Safety Agency also says that the reactor closest to the fighting sustained some damage, but its integrity appears to be intact.
I mean, damage to a nuclear reactor, it sounds terrifying. I mean, how worried should everyone be?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is not good. Any sort of damage to a reactor is never good. But these are huge machines. The nuclear material in the reactor sits inside this thick metal pressure vessel known as its containment. And it's really tough. So it's entirely possible this building sustained some kind of damage superficially, but the reactor itself is safe. You know, still, though, we've just never been here before, either in terms of nuclear power or modern warfare. This is something that's never happened, as far as I know.
Yeah. So why would, then, Russia want to take control of this plant?
Well, about half of Ukraine's electricity comes from nuclear power, and this plant is the biggest. It's located in the southeast and hugely important to the nation. These 6 reactors provide up to 6,000 megawatts of power. And we've already seen Russia move in on other essential infrastructure like hydroelectric dams. So it makes sense they try to seize this facility.
And I think we all know this, but Ukraine is already home to the worst nuclear disaster the world has ever seen, and that's Chernobyl. Could we be looking at a Chernobyl-like meltdown at some point?
Probably not. Definitely not a Chernobyl-like meltdown. These reactors are a different design, and overall they're much safer than what was in operation at Chernobyl. But I gotta say, this remains a super serious situation. Large reactors like these, you can't just flip a switch and turn them off. Their nuclear cores remain hot for days or even weeks after shutdown. So this plant still needs operators working there. It needs power and water to cool the cores. And there are still 3 other nuclear power plants in other parts of the country, including one near Odessa. So, I mean, I think we are still dealing with a very fluid situation, and there's a lot of risk here. It's something really unprecedented.
That's NPR's Jeff Brumfield. Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.